afternoon, gamblers.
Hey.
Hey.
T-Bone, Todd.
Gorms.
How are you guys?
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. You can follow all of our action on the Action app. Honestly, the greatest app that I've ever seen. They have now added the umpires to their MLB information.
Explain that, Tony.
So they've added here on their app who the umpire is for the game, and then what the umpire's record is to the over-under. So just a little more information.
We've reached a new level, haven't we?
They got they got wind information. They've got literally everything. MyAction.app/
What is next? I ask you this. What is next? The fans' record, like personal record, if you live in the city of, you know, a White Sox fan, they've been to 14 games last year and they were, you know.
If it's out there, Gorms, and it's information that's going to help me win bets, I'm going to look at it.
Well, yeah, naturally, of course. I like this. I mean, we're really breaking. Everything's transparent these days, Todd.
It is. You need every advantage you can get.
Yes, you can. Yes, you do. Also, follow us on Twitter, @BroBroBets. Put out all of our picks there every single day, as well as any other gambling information that you need. Our Twitter account's a one-stop shop for winning. That's all it is. Speaking of winning, we do this every single day. We go over our picks from the night before. We call it the right side to determine whether our picks were on the right side or not. Spoiler alert, most of the time we're on the right side because that's just what we do.
Uh-huh.
Let's roll through last night. San Diego Padres had them at +1.5. They won 4-0 outright.
Attaboy, Tony.
Had them 4-0 outright. San Jose Sharks, they lost 4-3 in overtime.
Ouch.
Anytime you're on an overtime game, you're on the right side,
right?
I assume. Yeah. Gorms, what do you think?
I was awful last night, so I really can't say much.
Great either.
Yeah, I was not very well last night.
Lost both of my NBA picks, but you guys luckily had Houston as a winner last night. You know, KD and Steph both go for 30. Thought that would be a winning formula. Apparently not. James Harden is putting the team on his back right now.
I am filling these playoffs, boys. I was 3-1 on Sunday. I was 4-1 yesterday.
Okay, Todd.
I feel like I am in sync with what's going on in the NBA playoffs.
Go ahead, Gorms.
You're under overs, you mean? I mean, mostly on the under overs.
No, all of it. I took Milwaukee. You guys were dead against it.
That was an easy win.
Boston's defeated.
Just me. I was in. I think Gorms was on Milwaukee.
Negative.
No, sir.
Oh, wasn't.
No.
One of them.
No,
was.
Sir.
I know it wasn't unanimous against you. I don't think so. There was a bad beat last night in Houston and Golden State. The over under was 220. Well, it was started at 221 and then went to 219. The final score was 112-108. So it landed on 220.
Yeah.
James Harden and both Chris Paul both missed free throws in the last 11
seconds.
That
was my one loss. 220 and a half.
Wow.
220 and a half.
Todd, you are hot.
Can't hit free throws at the end.
That is a bad beat for two guys who typically would hit their free throws.
Yep.
I had Philly first five against the Cardinals, and that just didn't work.
No,
they
Philly.
Lost, they lost. They just didn't hit.
Shit the
they
bed.
Lost 6-0. Gorms had the Columbus Blue Jackets. They are officially
done. No, dead. Actually dead.
Dead.
Yeah, they are.
And God damn it, Gorms.
No, it's happening. I've got to announce a statement to make after what Tony's about to say.
Seattle.
Well, I don't know how you're going to be able to defend this, so I'm dying to hear.
Okay, Seattle again.
Here it goes. It's real simple, guys. When I come out with Seattle Mariners, King Felix, and whoever, and hey, they're on a streak and stuff, you guys simply shut it down. We run a democracy here, outnumbered. I will no longer bet on Seattle.
Good.
Unless I am completely confident in them.
You're giving out picks that you're not confident in?
No, I was confident in it last night, but they came back. No. They came back last 3 out of 4, not in my favor. So I'm pushing them to the curb for a while. And if I do come out with the Seattle, you guys better, you know, interview me, like they say, hardcore, saying why
maybe have a little intervention.
I mean, that's what we normally do, and then you get all butthurt that we're questioning your pick.
What is with me? I'm addicted to Seattle.
You are. We need to have a talk afterward.
We had a winner with Bologna against AC Milan in Syria. And then we
Syria.
Yep, Syria.
Jesus,
that's what I'm calling Syria now. And then the over 8 in Cincinnati and San Francisco, an easy W for Toddy Boy there.
Easy cover. I tell you what, boys, we might be able to make a living off Cincinnati. They're getting pretty predictable. Really? I like it. I like it a lot.
Very, very, very predictable, and it is awesome to see. Because you don't get predictable in gambling very much.
No,
I did
with
Seattle.
A gift right now.
I did with Seattle a few weeks ago.
Yeah, good job. All right, so we're gonna do something new here every single day. Because we give out a lot of picks for each sport, it's hard for you guys to tell which ones we are most confident on. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a new segment. It's just going to be our best bets. Each of us are going to give one pick that we are most confident in for the day.
Fair enough.
So you could judge us harshly on this pick. All the other ones are leans, putting toes in, stuff like that. This one, you know, though, is our best bet for the day. So we're going to start with Todd. Todd, what's your best bet today?
This is my most confident pick. Okay. And now stick with me here because it's a money line bet and the odds aren't great. That's but okay. I don't care. I feel That's the best okay. about
Go
it.
Go ahead.
I'm going with Denver money line. First Portland, I think you get that at minus 200 right now,
okay.
something like that. I know that sucks, but listen, there's no way they lose this game. Cantor separated his shoulder in game three. He only scored five last game. Mm-hmm. Lillard just isn't getting it done. The 4.5 points
spread
scares me. Yep. It scares me
okay.
enough that I'm going to risk the money line at the minus 200 odds. Take those shitty odds because there's no way Denver is losing this game at home. Jamal Murray is a fucking beast.
He's on fire right now.
He is on fire. They will win this game, but I'm afraid they're only going to win it by like three or four.
The whole series has been close.
Yeah.
I agree with you there that Denver probably wins. Gorms, what do you got for your best bet tonight?
I'm going to the NHL. We have a game seven
yes, we do.
On ice tonight. It is Dallas with a dinged-up goaltender named Ben Bishop taking on Jordan Binnington, a rookie goaltender yep. for St. Louis. It is in St. Louis. I'm sorry. I know this is a movie waiting to happen when Dallas somehow tries to win this, but it ain't happening tonight. I'm taking the Blues to clinch the series at home tonight, Game 7.
That's your best bet, huh?
That is.
Ben Bishop, 2-0 in Game 7s, mm-hmm. two shutouts.
Yeah, he also got his collarbone dinged by a sniper about 2 days ago and left the ballgame.
St. Louis Blues 2-4 on the road in the playoffs?
No.
Doesn't worry. Doesn't
St. Louis Blues on the road?
Yeah, they're not. Or sorry, at home.
Excuse. Yeah, at home they're not great, but they still win. But on the road they're great. But okay. I just think they're a better hockey team. And with a dinged up goalie that left the game 2 days ago, I'm going with it,
okay.
boys.
That's fine.
All right.
My best bet is the Tigers. I'm taking a dog for you guys. Good value. I'm going Tigers plus 120. At the Anaheim Angels. Sorry, Los Angeles Angels. What are they still, Anna? Fuck, it doesn't matter. Angels are 29th in hitting on the road, okay?
Okay.
Angels are 26th versus left-hand pitchers.
Oh.
Daniel Norris, who's a decent lefty, has a 3.4 ERA, is going tonight for the Tigers versus Griffith Canning and his 6.23 ERA.
That's a biggie.
So I am going with the Detroit Tigers for my best bet tonight.
Fair enough.
So to wrap those up, we have Todd taking the Nuggets money line.
Correct.
You, Gorms, taking the St. Louis Blues.
Blues, baby.
And me taking the Detroit Tigers. Those are our best bets for today. Let's go now into some other things we like in some of the other sports. Let's jump into the NBA. Todd, we already know that you like Denver tonight.
I do.
Gorms, what do you like in that game?
Todd. Like, I know. He's known as on the street when it comes to the NBA. We're talking Portland-Denver right now,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Screwy series. Things are weird. I'm taking the 4.5 points in Portland tonight. I think it's a close game. I can't tell you who's going to win this game, but I am taking the underdog.
I am also I've got nothing to say about either teams. We've seen enough of them. We see how evenly matched they've been all series. In something that's that evenly matched, I'm just going to take the points here. Like I said earlier, I do think, Todd, you're right, that Denver probably gets the win. But mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't take him at -4.5. Taking Denver at -4.5, I think, is a bad idea.
Yep, I agree. So I'm going to go Portland plus the 4.5 there. The other game of the night in a series that's also tied 2-2, we got the 76ers at the Raptors, 6-point spread. What do you got there, Todd?
I tell you what, I love the under.
Okay.
It's at 211. And a half. All right, but so listen to me here. The under is covered in all four games. We know that, right?
Okay.
This is the lowest that the total has been, mm-hmm. but that makes me think trap. This is a fucking trap. They're trying to get people mm-hmm. to take the over here. It's not going to happen. Last game, the total was 197. Before that, 211 in Toronto, 183 and 203. There's no reason at all to believe this game's going to be any different. They are not going to hit 211.5 points.
All right, Gorms, what do you like for that game?
All right, I am going with Toronto at home. I am laying the points, and there's a reason. I think Philadelphia and the Celtics are very similar.
Okay.
And what I mean by that
mindsets
is
mindsets are weak.
That's what I
think.
You know, I know we talk about Brad Stevens, and mm-hmm. they're still losing games at home. I mean, mm-hmm. they're still They haven't reached that level yet to get there.
Yeah.
Philadelphia definitely is a raw team. It's a raw team that doesn't have a lot of guys on that team that know what winning is.
Correct.
All right? On the other hand,
trust the process.
We're at home. I know trust the process, but he is the whole thing. One game he's up, one game he's down. Mm-hmm. Who's he going to show up with tonight? I'm taking Toronto, the home crowd. I'm laying the points. Philadelphia, I'm sorry, I'm not a believer.
Okay, I am against you here. I just think it's too many points. You're right, Embiid was down last game, which means he's got a strong chance of being up this
game.
Should be a big game for him. Yeah, but
if he's healthy.
You never know. He may not be over it.
Who the fuck knows what's going on with him ever. It's just 6 points is a lot of points to me. When Toronto, it's basically just Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to roll the dice to see if Lowry's going to show up, if Gasol's going to show up.
Right.
You don't know.
But then again, if Lowry does show up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a mismatch.
Dude's making $30 million a year, and you're hoping for you're hoping for him to show up. It's a bad contract there for the Raptors. But I just don't what if Kawhi's been going for, 38 a game?
Mm-hmm.
What if he scores 28? What if he has just a normal game?
Right.
He scores 28.
What if he goes for 48, Tony?
Well, then, yeah, that's a different story. I assume the Raptors are going to win at that point. I mean, he's just been on a tear for 4 games. Is there a point where maybe the fifth game there's a little bit of a letdown? Who knows? Yeah. But I don't trust the rest of the team. I think the Sixers have more talent. It's just... I just can't go against 6 points.
Okay.
So I personally am going with the Philadelphia 76ers plus the 6. Gorms is going minus the 6 and the Raptors. Todd's taking the under. And then in the other game, Gorms and I are both taking the plus 4.5. Yep.
And I have no problem with the logic there because, like I said, I agree. I think there's no way Denver loses, but I think it will be a close game. But in my defense, it is possible Denver could win this by 10.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I'm not going with
the No chance Portland could win this by 10,
No
right?
chance.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that one. Yeah. I don't think there's any chance that it goes that way. All right, so that's our NBA picks. Let's go quickly now to the MLB today. Lots and lots of games. I got some picks. I know Todd's got some picks, I believe. Gorms, is it rain out for you today?
I've got two. I'm going to parlay a couple of Major League games today.
Okay.
If you want to hear the details, sure. I'll be quick. We've got a 4.09 ERA out of Tyler Mahle. For the Reds, we've got Mike Fiers with the 6.81. I'm going over 8.5 with the Reds and the A's. Over 8.5, Reds and the A's.
You don't
A's.
Like that, Todd,
I'm going to caution you there. Okay. I hate to be the antagonist here, but the trends are not on your side at all. For one, the Reds have been scoring an unusually high number of runs in the past few games, but that's going to end. They are on the road, and they are against a righty. Both decks stacked against them there. They are 22nd in the league runs per game at 3.3 when they're against a righty, and they're ranked 27th when they're on the – I'm sorry, 20 – that's where they're on the road. 27th when they're against a righty. So they're not going to score. They may only score 2 points this game.
How's that make you feel?
That makes me feel. I just remember a story from the other day. I took a horse at 65-1 and he ended up winning. I like the over in the Reds A's.
Likes the over.
What's your other game that you like there?
KC at the Astros. I'm taking the Astros at home. They're 11-3. KC's 4-13 on the road. That's your lock of the night. I should have been my bet of the day, but there's no money in it. That's why I went with St. Louis, a little bit better odds. So my two-team parlay, Reds A's over 8.5. Take the Astros at home.
Okay. Todd, what do you got for me? Give me one.
I
got a few.
Yeah, I definitely have the opposite of that. But
what do you have the opposite
but
of?
This,
what do you like,
Reds
KC? Pick.
I definitely like the under in that, the Reds-Oakland.
Well, we're going to leave it off but, the parlay then.
But the my favorite is the Cubs' first 5-inning money line at home against Miami. The Cubs are 4th in the league in runs per game in the first 5 innings. The Marlins are 29th. That's really all I need to know. This is a pitcher's duel tonight. I get it. Two very talented left-handers, Caleb Smith for the Marlins and John Lester for the Cubs. But the wind is blowing in tonight at 14 miles per hour, which makes me want to take the under. Also, I wouldn't be afraid to take the under. In
six
this
and
one.
A half, not a lot, though.
Right. But with that 5-inning runs per game disparity between the two teams, I feel way more confident that the Cubs are going to win the first 5.
Can we go over the umpires of that game?
We may need to.
One of my games, I'm going Twins -135 against the Blue Jays.
Hot team.
Jose Berrios is on the mound for the Twins, 5-1 with a 2.9 ERA. Aaron Sanchez is on the mound with a 3 ERA for the Blue Jays, so not bad. The difference here that I'm going with, the Blue Jays are 24th versus right-hand pitching. The Twins are 5th versus right-hand pitching. And the Twins are 13-3 as favorites, so I'm taking the Twins -135 there. And then I'm also going Braves +130 versus the Dodgers. Nice. Like the value here. I almost want to go +1.5, but the -170, just not good enough value there because the Dodgers are 13-4 straight up at home, but they're 14-23 against the spread. So it almost made me take the 1.5, but I don't like the -170. The Braves are the 4th best team versus left-handed pitchers. The Dodgers' bullpen is not great. Max Fried has a 2.11 ERA for the Braves. And then the Sharps are on Atlanta because 62% of the bets are on LA, but 62% of the money is on Atlanta. So I'm going Atlanta there. Todd, do you have any more MLB picks?
I do not.
All right, well, I'm just going to keep rolling through. Nice. I like a lot today. I'm taking the Rangers versus the Pirates. Sampson shut out the Pirates last week. Steven Brault is his first start of the year with an 8.3 ERA out of the pen for the Pirates. So I'm going Rangers there. I'm going Royals Astros over 9. Royals 5th worst bullpen. Astros are 3rd versus left-handed pitching, which the Royals have going today. And then the Royals are 10th versus right-hand pitching, and arguably the Astros' worst pitcher in Colin McHugh, and who has a 5 ERA. So I'm going the Royals Astros over 9 there. And then I'm going Giants Rockies under 10.5. It's a very, very big line. Mm-hmm. The Rockies have been 8-2 in their last 10 to the over, which scares me a little bit. But both teams have good bullpens. Both starters under 4 ERA, and the Giants are 29th versus right-hand pitching and in runs per game. So I'm basically betting against the Giants to score today. So I'm going under 10.5 there.
Here's what I'll say about that game. Right now I have a giant erection because those trends are as solid as I've ever fucking heard.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
a you. Great pick.
Did a lot of, you know what?
For all the right reasons.
You know what? I personally, I'll be honest to admit this, I've been on a little bit of a cold streak.
A little bit.
And when you get on a little bit of a cold streak, you know, I just go deeper in.
You dug deep to the bottom of the mine.
You fucking go deep. You find all the stats you can. And you just make the right pick. I mean, I'm on the right side here, Gorms. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm with you.
Sounds like you're not with me.
No, I'm with you. On that Reds A's thing, that's a part of a parlay.
Fucking Reds
no,
A's,
no, no,
dude.
I'm saying I'm giving love to Todd here. Todd has been.
I mean, I'm telling you, the Reds are predictable.
I know. I'm saying, and he said that before the show. Reds are predictable. Throw that thing out in this old cup of coffee, Dave. I'll say this. I will trust Todd today, which is Tuesday, more so when you're talking Major League Baseball betting than myself.
I'll be honest.
Only on the Reds.
Let me be honest with you, Gorms.
Let's simply cover.
It was already thrown out.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
All right. So NHL real quickly tonight. Gorms already said it. He loves the Blues. Gorms is the resident NHL expert when Nicky Skates is not here. And to be honest, he's probably been better lately.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the Blues tonight. I don't care. Stars have been my team for a while now. It's not a homer pick, but I've been really, just like the Trailblazers.
It's a homer pick.
I've loved the Stars. I love the Stars. Yeah, I know Ben Bishop's a little dinged up, but he's been great in Game 7s, like I said.
I think it's a good omen that RJ Umberger was in our office
right,
as well.
Correct.
True. I mean, come on.
You're right. You're 1,000% right. So that's just where we are in the NHL tonight. And then the last thing today is Champions League. You know who's playing today, Gorms? It's your team.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
So it's the second leg. Barcelona won 3-0 in the first leg. Mm-hmm. So that means Liverpool has to win by 3 at least to go to overtime, extra time. A little golden goal situation. Mm. Nope, just extra time. That's
not
on me.
Not good for them.
But a lot of times in these games, because Liverpool's down 3-0, they have to push the entire game. And Barcelona is one of the best counterattacking teams of all time with Messi. I am going for great value here. Barcelona pick 'em -115. Liverpool's also without Mo Salah and Firmino, their two top two players. So Barcelona, if they tie, it's not a loss for us. It's a push.
Carms, it looks like you're liking this bet as well.
And if they win, here, I mean, we're winners too. So I'm going Barcelona with a pick.
I like when if Mo Salah's out and the other guy, I mean, two of the top players in the world, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the value.
I like it. Yeah. Don't cry for me, Barcelona.
Hello, Lionel Messi.
Yep. All right. So those are our picks today. Let's see here. Let's do a little parlay action. Let's add up our parlays.
Can't wait.
If I can get my fucking computer to work.
Can't wait.
We have... Oh, that's a nice little winner today. Nice little winner today.
What do you got, Tony? What do you got? What do you got?
We have the Minnesota Twins from your boy Uncle Tony. Mm-hmm. We have the Detroit Tigers from me. The Braves from me. The Rangers from me. This is all over me.
It's all about Tony today.
Yeah.
Tony Tuesday, actually.
Hey, it is Tony Tuesday.
Do your thing.
The over 9 in Royals Astros and the under 10 in Giants Colorado Rockies. Those are all for me. So if you don't like what I'm doing, leave those out. The under 211 from Todd. The Houston Astros from Gorms, I believe.
Yep.
The Chicago Cubs first 5 from Todd. And then, did I miss some? Did I miss any?
What are we doing with the Denver-Portland situation?
And the NHL.
All right, so NHL, because I trust you, Gorms.
Mm-hmm. That's your team, T-Bone. It's Tony Tuesday.
We'll go
Blues. Todd, why don't you make the pick on this?
All right, here's what I'm going to say is whenever I doubt Gorms on the NHL, I lose every time. He seems to really... like his heart is attached to the NHL right now, and he is really feeling it. So whenever I am in doubt, I always just go with Gorms.
Most of my heart is attached to the NHL. The only difference we have is I'm not on a great trend of picking winners, because if you saw my sheet before these playoffs started, I mean, both my teams playing for the cup are now playing golf. So
yeah, that's
what
a lot
the
of,
hell do I
all
know?
I care about is what do you feel today?
That's a lot of people's cases here with the NHL. You wanted to go to Trailblazers Nuggets and what we're doing there. I didn't have anything right now because you.
Did we just leave it out because we're kind of?
You were so strong on the money line.
I mean, we're kind of on the same page, but we're kind of not, and it's an important pick. So maybe we just leave it out.
I'm in the same boat. I think it's a tight game. I don't think that they're going to be blowing this thing out. So if you and Denver's a home, if you want to run with the money line,
if you guys think that Portland could win this, then we should leave it out.
Never know. You just see that series is it's a wild. I don't know. I honestly don't know, Todd.
Yeah. Let's leave it out.
Okay.
Leave it out.
Did I miss any of your baseball picks from you guys?
No.
Besides the over for.
I went Reds A's over 8-5 and KC Astros. So I get the Astros there. So
yeah,
I like that one as well.
You can laugh at the over 8.5.
We'll see what happens.
Either way, it's going to be funny tomorrow because one of us shit the bet on that one.
more likely me. I am going to wear a pair of Depends tonight just in case.
So that makes this parlay to 10-team parlay, okay?
Nice.
With 5 picks from me, so this is a little scary. $5 to win $2,289.89.
That is what I'm talking about, Tom.
Not a bad little winner tonight.
Let's go.
So with that, you take your $5, you take it to your bookie, you take it to whatever, you put it in there, you put $5 down, you win $22,289. It's a guaranteed winner. If Gorms can roll the dice here and get doubles, why don't you go ahead.
Doubles guarantee stuff, folks.
Go ahead.
Oh.
What did you roll?
7.
Oh,
4-3.
Oh,
maybe we should get rid of the. Yeah, roll the 7. Not a great roll, but then again,
doesn't mean we won't do well.
No, it does not at all.
Just means that we're not guaranteed to win at all.
Correct. Nice. 7s are always a good roll.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, keep talking us into it.
Hey,
please.
I was on the pass line. I fucking won. Right? It was your.
No, it's a come out roll.
Yeah, 7-11
is a winner.
Yeah.
All right, that was the show today. We appreciate everything you guys do for us. Now all we could do for you is wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.